shine on me. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, let it shine. Shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. I heard the voice of Jesus said, come unto me and rest. Troubles in my way, I have to cry sometime. Oh, so much trouble, I have to cry sometime. I lay awake at night, but that's alright, because I know Jesus. Long time ago, long time ago. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Abednego, and they wasn't worried. For this I know, I know Jesus. Stay right there, stay right there, Jesus. Somebody that cried all night long, wondering what's going on. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Mary's baby. Mary's baby. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, midnight hour, pillow wet with tears. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, 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 we'll face it. Jesus, Jesus, don't matter how I look, don't matter what they say, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, he will be saved. Jesus, he will fix it. Jesus, he will fix it. Jesus. And the wild. Oh, Jesus. Anybody know him to be a doctor? Somebody know him to be a lawyer. Somebody know him to be a way out of no way. Jesus, bread when I'm hungry. Bread when I'm hungry. The more I call him, the better I feel. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus. A wheel in the middle of a wheel, Jesus. A rock hewed out of the mountain. Oh, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Fix it after a while. Amen. He can fix it because he already fixed it. He fixed it when he died on the cross for our sins. Amen. The Bible says in this life you shall have tribulation, but even in the midst you can be of good cheer because Jesus said, I've already overcome the world. Amen. Thank God for everybody. Thank God for Sister Hall being with us again, as it was stated. Man, she comes, she fit right in. And we thank God for her being with us here on today. Amen. Those of you that have your Bibles, if you could turn your attention to Ecclesiastes, the second chapter. Amen. Ecclesiastes in the second chapter. We will begin. Reading we will begin reading at the first verse. It says, I said in my heart, go to now, and I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure. And behold, this also is vanity. And I said of laughter, it is mad. And mirth, what doeth it? I saw in my heart to gratify my flesh. That's what it says in the Greek. That's what that meaning is. But it says to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom. And to lay hold on folly till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. And I made great works. I builded houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens, orchards. I planted trees and them of all kinds. I made pools of water to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens and had servants born in my house. Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and peculiar treasures. Kings of provinces, I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, that of all sorts. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Amen. And then if you could turn to the very last chapter, and he draws the conclusion in verse 13 and 14, and says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is, somebody say, whole duty. The whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. Just briefly this morning, I want to talk about the whole duty of man. Amen. The whole duty of man. Now this is, you don't have to write this down in the title, but when he says fear God and keep his commandments, we got to know to fear God, to fear him is to love him. And to love him is to obey him. Amen. You can write it down underneath as a subtitle. To fear him is to love him. And to love him is to obey him. Amen. Amen. Most gracious and eternal Father God, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you, oh God, just for who you are. God, I pray, oh God, even as the praise and the worship and the singing and those things have already gone forth, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you just have your way in this message. Oh God, that you have your way in this place. God, I have no power. We are weak, but you are strong. Oh God, so I pray as I decrease and I'm crucified in myself, that your spirit will go out with unction, with power and might, to penetrate the heart of these thou your people. Oh God, to deliver some, to strengthen some, to encourage some, and to save some. You said, oh God, in the last and evil days, oh God, that your word will not return unto your void. So God, we pray that you send it out, that may it accomplish what you set it out to do. Oh God, we thank you and we bless you. Oh God, keep us locked in to your voice. Keep us in tune to your Holy Spirit. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for this chapter. And I'm telling you, I really wanted to continue on what the theme was for the week and everything. But God just moved me to this, which really ties into what we were dealing with on last week. And when we talk about last week, we were dealing with the two natures, right? We were dealing with the two natures of man, and we were dealing with the two entities of man. We were dealing with the flesh and the spirit. We were dealing with the old man and the new man and the constant battle therein. Amen. And how Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the spirit that you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. And to know that without the Holy Spirit living in us, there's one old man leading you. You don't have the battle of Romans chapter 7 because you only have what you always know to do. You only have what you always know to respond. Amen. And that's why without the Holy Spirit, we are dead. And I thank God for Thursday night. The preacher said, somebody told me before I was saved that I was a dead man walking. And I got offended. Amen. And that's what led him to salvation. And we need to know, this is what the Bible says, that without Christ, you are a dead man walking. Your flesh is rotting. Amen. You may be, and all of our flesh is rotting for that matter. You may be older, you may be younger, but death is inescapable without Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's why the Bible says in Ephesians 2:2, you walk according to the course of the world before Jesus Christ, according to the prince and the power of the air, among whom also we had our conversation in times past, in the lust, that's what we're going to be dealing with, the flesh, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Amen? And that's why John, in John chapter 3, John was, when Jesus was talking to, or speaking with, conversing with Nicodemus, he let him know that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Amen? And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. And he says, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. And the only way to satisfy the longing and the ache and the battle that we have on the inside is through Jesus Christ. Bible says when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, amen, he sends forth the spirit that cries out in us saying, Abba, Father. That's daddy. That's a crying relationship. A crying relationship that we have. That's the longing that we have. That's the ache. The aching of the soul that we have. That only Jesus Christ can fulfill and sustain. Amen. And not only can he fulfill the longing, even though we're in these bodies, but he can also satisfy the battle that goes on in the body between the old man and the new man. Amen. Amen. And when we look at these two competing entities in man, this battle, this war that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 7, the things that I want to do, I'm not doing. The things that I don't want to do, those are the things that I end up doing. Therefore, I find in me another law that even when I try to do good, what? Evil is always present. Amen. And then he goes on to say, he cries out in victory when he says, oh, wretched man that I am. Because this flesh is wretched. I don't care how cute you look. I don't care how much dye, men, black dye, we put in our hair to make ourselves look young. I don't care how many weaves and extensions and press and curl and all these things that we do to ourselves. People that are looking for the fountain of youth. Amen. These bodies are decaying. They're on a collision course to go back to the ground. Amen. Amen. And it's only the power of Christ in us that although our outward man is perishing, that's what it says in the Bible. You're perishing. The inward man is renewed day by day. Amen. And I'm telling you, thank God for my wife. She just ordered me some glasses because my eyes have fallen off a cliff. Amen. You got pains and joints and places that you didn't even know you had. Amen. And you can wake up trying to figure out what you did on yesterday. What did I do that my back, my side is hurting? Hey man, we were here cleaning up after the funeral yesterday. After the service yesterday, we were here cleaning up. Me and a few of these crazy brothers, I'm crazy too. We just crazy. And somebody said, my back has an expiration. Y'all know what I'm talking about. That you can work a good 6 hours. Then once you hit that threshold and you hit a certain point, your back lets you know it's expired. Time to go home, lay down, go somewhere, sit down, and pick it up the next day. You might not understand that yet. Amen. Your bodies will tell on you. But thank God, amen, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. And I thank God, God broke my heart to that verse. And when he says, if any man be in Christ, we are a new creation. But guess what? We're also in a new kingdom. It's the new kingdom that we walk in. It's the new kingdom that we talk in. It's the new kingdom that we soar in. It's the new kingdom that we live in. And that's why we can say, set our affections where? On things above. And not on things above. We are ambassadors for Christ. Amen. We don't live by the dictates of this world, but we live by the mandates of the one who sent us. The one who calls us, Jesus Christ, that we can reconcile those living in a dark world back to him. That which is walks after the flesh is flesh. That which is born after the spirit is spirit. There are two competing entities. Amen? And when you talk about the old nature and the new nature, right? First point I have is, who are you feeding? Who are you feeding? I don't know if I gave that point last week, but we're going to give it again. Are you feeding that old nature that resides still in your members? That resides still in your soul? That when that tune or that music comes on, you remember what you were doing back when? Are you still feeding that? Amen? Or are you, when Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I thank God that through Jesus Christ, I serve the law of God. That means through Jesus Christ, right? Through my relationship with Jesus, I serve, amen, Christ through the new man. But with the old man, the flesh, I still serve the devil. Amen? Who are you feeding? Guess what? The old nature wants its seat back in you. And some people get saved, and guess what? And I thank God for, you know, innocence. But we have to train people that even after salvation, there's this competing entity in you that wants its seat back. And that's the old nature. Amen? Because until you rid yourself of these bodies, that old nature will be with you until you come out of this shell. Amen. And that's why when we look at the old nature, right? And somebody said they went to the doctor and they saw a therapy pig. They cleaned the pig up. They put the pig on a leash, right? And the pig is now a pet. Somebody said, well, you better not let that pig around some mud. Amen. Because it's the pig's nature to wallow in that mud. Amen. So you got to keep that pig in the house. Because guess what? And I thank God for Minister Topert. And even my father used to talk about the pig. Amen. You can pull out your fine china and all that and set the table and put that pig at the table. And you think that pig is going to eat like everybody else? You got one thing. You must be mistaken. Amen. A pig is a pig, and a pig is going to do what a pig is going to do. But we've got to know we've been replaced with a new nature. We've got the new man, the new nature, and it's the one that you feed is the one that's going to win out. Amen? Our sin nature is naturally inclined to wallow in sin. Amen? You can't clean up that pig. Amen? And we can't clean up the flesh. And after the rain ceased, when Noah had the ark, Noah first released a raven. And guess what? To see if there was something out there, I think the second time he released the raven again. And the raven did not come back. That raven had the nature of an old buzzard. Y'all know what a buzzard is? Deacon Man, amen. An old buzzard will eat anything. And that raven will eat anything. And it's the point. That raven never came back. Because that raven is a carrion eating, decaying flesh. He will eat dead flesh. Amen. And he found plenty of things that bird could eat on. And let me tell you something. With this crazy society, this crazy internet, this crazy drug, dopamine, methamphetamines, crack, wet, fentanyl. There's so many crazy things. That, and I'm not even talking about the drugs, but we can talk about some of the stuff, the shows we like, the housewives, and different things that we feed our flesh, that our flesh wants to hang on, and it's not doing anything for the new man. These shows we watch, these gossiping people that you hang around, amen, the Powerball, and different things, and alcohol, you know, we have casual Christians. We have smooth jazz Christians, smooth jazz saints that want to hang one foot in the world and want to hang one foot in the church, waiting for the cabaret line or waiting for the dance line. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with this. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And I'm not going to get into that because everything ain't bad. But the question is, amen, all things are not expedient for me. Because what am I doing sitting here all night watching something? Somebody say no business. No business watching because it's feeding my flesh and it's not feeding my spirit. So that buzzard did not come back. But here he sent out a dove. Amen. He sent out a dove with a different kind of nature that would only feed on good things, that would only feed on living things. And guess what, church? That dove never came back. Amen. At some point, first time he came back, like, no, ain't nothing stuff. Ain't nothing out there, Moses. Or Noah. Noah, it was Noah. Noah was on the ark. Amen. Sunday school. Amen. He said there was nothing for him to feed on. But once he found good ground, something for him to feed on. Amen. Amen. He never came back. And it's the same thing for us. We've got to feed on this word of God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? Want. He makes me lie down where? In green pastures. He leads me beside the what? Still water. And he what? Restoreth my soul. The green pastures, that's the word of God. And we feast on this word. Because if you do something long enough, you start to look like what you do. If you listen to Marvin Gaye, so I'm going to use Marvin Gaye. We got mostly older congregation. Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm telling you, I could go in a store and hear a tune. And that tune gets stuck in my head. Right? And you see these children with these things in their ear. I got some too. Beats. Or AirPods. Amen. In their ears. Where the world is being wrapped and duped and meditated and sink into them. Amen. And listen, and they're addicted. They're addicted to these cell phones. People are addicted to the internet. Wanting to live in somebody else's reality. Wanting to feed the sensuality of the flesh. Wanting to feed the lust and jump into somebody's reality. Amen. And you want to get the likes of other people and the acceptance of other people when the word tells you that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. When the word tells you how much you are loved. You don't need the acceptance of people. You don't need to impress that boy or try to impress that man. Guess what? You got a man. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. And people look to go into a marriage to fulfill something. No, your marriage does not complete you. Amen. I love my wife to death. Guess what? I'll stand in front of a man with a gun for my wife. But guess what? My wife does not complete me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why so many marriages end up failing, because they think they can, you know, once I get that man, I'll be all right. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Paul says, if you abide even as I, that's okay too. Because nobody can do you like Jesus. Nobody can sustain you. Nobody can keep you. Nobody can rob you. Even after my father, he died and he went on to glory, I thank God for my mother, who she knows who her keeper is. She knows who her sustainer is. She knows she ain't trying to go out and find somebody else. She's got Jesus Christ living on the inside, persuading her and keeping her. He'll keep you. He'll sustain you. He'll rock you. Amen. And it's that love. That's why, y'all, we've got to fall in love. Falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the best thing. That's the best thing. What are you looking for? What are we looking for? Looking to satisfy this flesh? This flesh will let you down. Amen. Amen. Man, I'm going to get, listen. Listen. Solomon. Back to Solomon. Back to our text. What nature is feeding you? John 5:24 says, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come to condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. We have passed over. And I, don't get me wrong, if God sends somebody for you, you'll know it. Amen. I'm not saying don't get married. It's not what I'm saying. But when God, when you're seeking God and you're seeking Christ, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And his what? We skipped that part. And his righteousness. Man, his righteousness will fulfill you. You'll be like, man, I'm good. Like a big Thanksgiving Day dinner. You eat that food. You eat of this bread of life. Brother, you can't feed me nothing else. I'm sustained. Amen. But he said, we've passed from death to life. We're no longer the dead man walking. Amen. That's why we say, who are you feeding? Are you feeding that old nature? Or are you feeding this new man? Back in our text, Ecclesiastes 2:1, he says, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth. Therefore, enjoy pleasure. Solomon conducted a quest of the flesh to find the meaning of life through pleasing himself, through pleasure, through entertainment, through excitement, amen, through all the things that he could acquire from this world. He had enough money to do it. He had enough wives and concubines to do it. He had enough gold and silver and alcohol to do it. Right? And then in verse 2, then it says in verse 2, I said, and of laughter, it is mad. And of mirth, what doeth it? And I saw in my heart to give myself unto wine. And basically, wine is just a representation of just the sensuality of my appetites. Basically, what Solomon is saying, I sought to gratify my flesh. I sought to gratify this flesh. And I, I, listen, and yet acquiring my heart with wisdom to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good of the sons of men. So he said, I'm going to use the wisdom that I have to try to experiment to fill this flesh. Amen. Amen. And that I might see what was good for the sons of men, which they should do under heaven all the days of their life. Solomon was looking to find the meaning of life through the gratification of pleasing this flesh. In other words, he was letting his flesh have free course. Just do what you feel. Do what you want. Ain't that the world, y'all? Chasing to do what they want. Where man has lost his mind. Even to the point where he don't even know who he is. And the pronouns that we have at the bottom of the emails. To say he or she and them or they. Right? And they, people want to tell you what they are. And you can look at them and see what you are. You're a woman. But if I feel, get up one day and I feel like I'm a man, I'm a man. And then the people will say, Pastor, don't judge me. I'm not judging you. This is what the word of God says. Amen. Guess what? Guess what? If you say you were born that way, that's why the Bible says you must be born again. Amen. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The flesh is diabolical, amen? The natural progression or the insanity of trying to fill and feed this flesh, amen, is craziness, is insanity and depression. That's why the pill companies are off the charts. That's why it's a gazillion dollar of business industry, because people, whether it's all these pills, then we can't afford the pills, then we go to everything else. Things laced with stuff. And you know it might kill you, but you take it anyway. Because that's the insatiable of this flesh. That's the vexing of this world. And guess what, y'all? More than ever before, we've got to train our children to know they are loved. To know that they belong. To know, amen, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. To let them know you are beautiful. Big lips, nappy hair, big bone, little bone, light skin, dark skin. Regardless of the skin complexion, regardless of the inferiority complex that you have, Jesus Christ loves you regardless of what you're trying to fix yourself up to make yourself look like. Amen. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. We've got to train them. And it's the word of God. Thank God for my cousin, Reverend Reggie Wright. He says, if a person tells you they're a microphone, they want you to respect them as a microphone. I'm a microphone today. Amen. No, you're not a microphone. Amen. You are a young man. And you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. Solomon was looking for to find the meaning of life through the gratification of pleasing the flesh. He was letting his flesh have free course. That is the world we live in. Do what you feel. And that's why we see Hollywood actors and actresses get married over and over and over again. Doing different, getting body parts added to their bodies. Saline and tattoos and stuff. Trying to fill this flesh. Whether it's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life. Solomon set all these things in front of him. Amen. He said, I made great works. I built houses. I planted vineyards. I made me gardens of orchards. I planted trees and them of all kinds of fruit. I made me pools of water to water thereof the wood that bring forth trees. I got me servants and maids, servants born in my house. I had great possessions. I had great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem. And when you see the dedication of the temple that Solomon built, they had animals on top of animals on top of animals. Amen. And I gathered me silver, idols, stuff, cars, Benzes, Rolex, Mercedes, all these things. I don't know, I'm not saying you got a Mercedes. I'm not going to say, amen. God bless you with it. Thank God. Amen. But I got, but who has you? Does that stuff have you? Amen. That's the question. And I got me singers of women and singers and delights of men as musical instruments of all sorts. And this is what he said. This is what did it for me, y'all. He said in verse 10, and whatsoever mine eyes desire, I kept not from them. And I withheld not my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this is the portion of all my labor. And I looked on the hands and all the works that I had wrought and the labor that I labored to do. That's talking about people are hooked on working. And Reverend Williams talks about how, man, we got so much stuff, we got to get another job just to pay for it. Things that depreciate and break that can't satisfy us. They had a commercial the other day. You can lease this, whatever this kind of car was, grand something, Wagoneer or something. I forget what the car was. And they said, you can lease it, no money down, $894 a month. I was like, can you live in that car? Amen. Do it have a kitchen and a bathroom? That if I take it down south, I can live in it. We have lost our mind. The Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And how is he destroying us? He's destroying us through the appetites of our flesh. Who's leading you? The flesh or the spirit? The old man or the new man? But he says, I come that you may have life. What? And have it more abundantly. Man, I heard my father say, man, I talk about the Sixers. And I talk about the Eagles. And he said, boy, if they don't get Michael Vick some help and can't block for him, he's in trouble. But he said, that's not my conversation. Amen. That's not my conversation. And I can call my dad sometimes, boy. And don't let me have a question. Now, when I first started preaching about a scripture or something, man, I would call him up. And he would go on when it came to the word. See, his conversation was short for other things. But when it came to the word of God, I would be there like this. He would be going on and on. First, he would try to explain it without his Bible. And then he would say, hold up for a second. Let me get it. Let me see where that scripture is. He's sitting in his car. Flipping, amen, talking to me on the phone. And then he's giving me a personal Bible study. And I remember we used to drive down south. My mother, amen, thank God. Hallelujah, it's got good. Is it good? Are you crazy in love for this love of Jesus Christ? Man, I don't care. I'm crazy about this word of God. We was crazy about everything else in the world, right? We was crazy about that woman we was chasing. We was crazy about that man we was chasing. We were crazy about that alcohol, that bottle we were chasing. But guess what, y'all? I've met a man who loves me, who looked past my faults and saw all my needs. I'll never know why he loved me. I'll never know why he cared. He commended a love that even while we were yet sinners, that Christ would die on that cross. This is no exaggeration. We would go down south. Man, I must have been about, amen, we would go down south, all of us. Sometimes be like four people in the back seat, me, Dan, Lisa, Tracy. We would drive down south. We had a cousin, Henry, Reverend Ingram, who would preach here sometimes. And they would go, and he would go in the house. And we would all go in the house, say our, you know, greet them, be in there for about an hour, we would come back out. Right? And about an hour later, my dad would still be in there. This happened more than once. And him and cousin Henry, he was a preacher too, they would be in there talking about the word of God. Amen. The gnats, y'all know them down south gnats. Oh, the gnats would be coming in the car. Amen. My mom would say, roll the window up, turn on the air condition. And then after about 2 hours, 2 hours, she would say, go in there, Randy, and see if your dad is almost ready. Amen. And guess what? I shared that with Marlon, and his father was the same way. They could have a conversation for hours with you about the word of God. And guess what, y'all? When we were on that Bible study the other night, amen, and Sister Evangelist Claudia and all the women went on there. Amen, I'm telling you, we had an awesome, and men were on there too. We had an awesome time. The Bible says, did not the word of God burn in us? When we think about the 1 Corinthians and the 2 Corinthians and all the stuff that Paul was going through, being backbitten, being lied on, amen, going through shipwreck with bit by snakes, but most of all, his apostleship was attacked and all those things. Guess what? He was persuaded by the love of Jesus Christ that regardless of what they did to him, regardless of what they said to him, that he was going to love them anyhow. By this will all men know that you are my disciples when we have love. Somebody shout love. Somebody shout love. Love, love. It's love. It's love that hung on that cross. It's love that suffered for me. It's love that went from judgment to judgment. It's love that they put spikes in his feet. It's love they put spikes in his hands. It's love that he hung there, whipped, beat to an unrecognizable death. Amen. He stayed there on that cross, and the Father turned his back on him, and the Father said it pleased him to bruise him, to take my sin, and for us to get his righteousness. But we know they emptied him, they put him in a borrowed tomb. But on the third day, guess what? He got up. He got up. He got up. He got up with all power in his hands. Jesus, Mary's little baby, the lily of my valley. Amen. The oasis of my soul to satisfy me. Bread when I'm hungry. Water when I'm thirsty. It's all. It's all. It's all about Jesus. Amen. If somebody asks you, what's the matter with your pastor? You tell them, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? You tell them, I'm showing up, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, I got Jesus on my mind, and I'm running, I'm running, I'm running like Paul to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering to be made conformable to his very death. I press toward the prize of the high call, which is in Christ Jesus. Solomon came up with one conclusion. Chapter 12. I had all this stuff to satisfy this flesh, but I couldn't do it. Who are you feeding? Amen. Fear God and keep his word. To fear him is to love him. To fear him is to reverence him. Amen. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 7, God says, the Lord did not set his love upon you or chose you because you were more in the number than the people, than all the people. You were fewest of all people. But because the Lord has loved you and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn, amen, he redeemed you out of the house of the bondage of the bondman from the hand of Pharaoh, that you would come out and have a relationship. Even here, the Lord was looking, somebody say relationship. And it's that love. Amen. Fear God. That means to reverence him. That means to love him. That means to hide this word in your heart. In the morning, hide it. And at night, hide it. He will keep you in perfect peace with your mind. Stay on thee. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise in this place. Amen. He's worthy as we stand to our feet. There's a song that they sing. Storm clouds will rise. That's it. Strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the whole wide world. I'm serious. Wherever I go, that I found a Savior. And he's so sweet. Is he sweet? Man, I'm telling you, listen, I say this every week. They can put me out. But I found the love that's so sweet as we stand. Now listen, I can keep on preaching. He's sweet. He's sweet. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and of heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. Somebody shout rest. May I sleep like a baby. I sleep too much like a baby. Amen. You will, unless the Lord wake me up and dealing with me. You will find rest. Whatever you're going through, whatever the problem, wherever the situation, I'm telling you, we serve a Savior that's able to meet, seriously, listen, he's able to meet you in a desperate place. And guess what, y'all? That was my prayer request. That was our prayer request on Wednesday, on Tuesday night. I see the desperation of people that don't know Christ crying out. When he says all is vanity and vexation, they're stuck in the addiction, or they're stuck in the habit, or they're stuck in the abusive relationship. Or they're stuck in depression or loneliness and they don't know how to get out. Listen, we need to know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're what? Mighty through God. To the what? Pulling down of strongholds. Jesus said, I beheld Satan like lightning. Amen. And he said, nothing by any means shall hurt you. The deeper I fall in love, the greater the shackles come off of my life.
I'll tell the world.
Amen. You've got to fall in love, and the shackles will drop. The chains will drop. He said, I come that you may have life and have it abundantly. That's not talking about just your physicality, but it's talking about spiritual abundance. How many have spiritual abundance in here? My prayer is for desperate hearts. Samson pressed upon Delilah every day till his soul was vexed that he couldn't get out as strong as he was. And she duped him and bamboozled him and found the answer of his strength. That's what the devil wants to do to us. He wants us to think we're stuck. You're not stuck. Amen. And if there's somebody here and you want to accept Christ, you can come right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. You thought I was worth saving. Amen. So you came into my life. You thought I was to die for, and you clean me up inside. Amen. If there's somebody here and you want to accept them into your heart, you can come. If there's somebody here, maybe you're stuck in that cycle and you want to rededicate and give them things to him, you can also come. Is there one for rededication?
I'll tell.
That's it.
The world.
That's it. That's it.
Oh, where
is there one?
Ever I found a Savior. Collapse.